בוקר טוב רבותיי, יום חמישי בשבת קודש. Today is Zach Be'Adar. Yeah, this is it. It doesn't feel like Rosh Chodesh Nisan outside, but Sunday. Shabbos Mevarchem. Parashat HaChodesh. Big stuff. Anyway, so the Or Letzion just got finished saying that by the Goyim, there's no such thing as real Ahava. They're like, you know, they're friendly and they love you when they need your services. But otherwise, it's always, there's always some sort of ulterior motive there. They did this. Oh, bottom paragraph. כשהייתי בצרפת, סיפר לי יהודי שנסע שם ברכבת וראה דלת נסגרת על אדם זקן. מיד עצה ברגליו את הדלת ומנע את הרכבת מלהמשיך כדי להציל את הזקן מסכנה. Chametzion was once in France, and I guess somebody told him a story that he was on a train, this guy, and he saw that the doors were closing, you know, stand clear of the closing doors, and I guess there was an old man who didn't make it through and the doors were closing on him and some guy like stood up to put his foot in the door so that, you know, to save the old man, I guess. I don't know exactly how it works over there, but maybe they don't have sensors and the old man would be dragged like through the whole subway. So he got up and saved him. כעבור כמה רגעים, ניגש אליו מנהל התחנה ונתן לו ריפורט את הזמנה לבית המשפט על שעצר את דלת הרכבת. A few minutes later, one of the train conductors came over to him and wrote him a ticket for stopping the doors of the train. Wrote him a ticket. But I did it to save a guy's life. But this is France. We don't do that. You know, like, the train has to go. Even if somebody has to die in the process. But the train. That's a goyish cup. That's the way it works. The train. You stop it. That's mamash. That's bedino shel Sedom va'amora. That's that. And he says, Hayasham ish nechbad sheitarev et'an amnael v'chi uratza la'avor al hachok rak chashash lishmo shel hazaken shelo yistaken. פנה מנהל האיש שעצר את הדלת ושאלו מאיכן הוא, וכששמע שהוא ישראלי, אמר, כעת אני מבין, זאת הסיבה שנכנסת לזה, למרות שידעת שייתכן שיצמח לך מכך הפסד. Some other guy jumped in and he said, why are you giving him a ticket? You just tried to save this guy. So he asked the guy who put his foot there, he asked him, where are you from? He said, I'm from Israel. He says, oh, now I get why you did that. Now I get why you got involved, even though you might suffer a financial loss. Because only Jews get involved, you know what I'm saying? Like, by goyim, they don't get involved if there's any sakana to them. By Jews, you get involved, you know, even when there's a chashash for you, you get involved to help somebody else. בסופו של דבר ביהודי נכבד שהיה קרוב למלכות שם, ורשם בכתב ידו את כל פרטי המעשה, והמנהל פתרו לשלום. There was somebody else over there who came right in the whole situation, he got involved, and he got the supervisor to drop the ticket, whatever. But you had to, like, fight with the goyish supervisor not to give a ticket, while I was saving somebody's life. Sedom v'amora. Yeah, that's the way it works. Ve'ahava be'emet mutba'at rak be'am Yisrael shehem rachmanim b'nei rachmanim. Techunat nefesh hi lahem yirushat avot. We have this natural rachmanut that we have for one another. And that's what gives us this real ahava. And it's genetic. We have it from the avot ha'kedoshim. Gemara says in Eruvin that there are shlosha simanim leuma kedosha. There are three simanim that if a Jew is missing any one of them, you have to check his yichus. Mamash kacha. Baishanim, rachmanim, gomle chasadim. That's in our DNA. Velachin shayach sheyohav ha'echad et chavero afilu bli sheyitapel bo ve'afilu lo makiro. I can help you. I can get involved and I can do things for you. Even though I never met you, even though you see Jews like that all the time, you know what I'm saying? Stopping for each other on the highway, Chaver, Hatzalah. This is ABCs of what we do for free. Because Rami Yisrael, the Goyim, they can't fathom it. They don't get it. Like, what? You have a free ambulance service? Shaykhes, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't get these things. Like, yeah, we do this for free. Like, you have people coming to change your tires and, like, unlock your car and stuff for free? Yeah, we do that. We're Am Yisrael. You have shuk schleppers for free? Yeah.
That might be usher though.
Why?
Shuk is usher. It's bad, but I have a beer.
It depends where you go in the shuk. Yeah, if you go into town, beseder. If you stay in the shuk, mesh. Anyway, bekitzer. That was one of my favorite activities, to go to the shuk on Friday afternoons just to watch the action. I didn't even...
Do you have schlepp women's bags? You're helping them out.
It's always old ladies.
What if it's like a 30-year-old woman?
So this, it's a good child. It was once, Rav Henoch Leibowitz, Anav HaShalom, the Rosh Yeshiva Chafetz Chaim, was asked, said by the Avrechim, they had question and answer sessions, and he asked, he says, I'm driving outside and it's pouring rain, and I see a friend of mine's, well, whatever, a friend's wife walking in the street back from shopping, no umbrella, no coat, no nothing, and it's pouring rain. Should I offer to pick her up and take her home? The Rishiva said no. Lotzenua. I, the rain. I, Good Samaritan. Good Samaritan when it's tenua. If she stopped and she asked you for, okay, fine, whatever, but for you to go and... No. Not a ben Torah. Now, b'nei umot ha'olam, ah, you see, yeah? Or for Jews who don't get it, ah, you see, kacha, that's Jews. Achatam zaneita. Now he says, Nachon? Chazal. I love those people. I love those people that always question Chazal. Yichud and Nigi'av, is it really, really, really? Tach, Noflim, is a Nim, is it? You deserve it. Yeah. Huh? She wouldn't stop. The wife of a fellow Avrech wouldn't stop and ask. No matim. And if she asks already, then and there's no yichud problems, whatever, so take her. I don't think there was a question that was posed to me. The question was, I see it, should I stop and offer? He said, no. Ah! Is it Torah Kedusha? Is it Tzniut? Yeah? I don't know, is this great neck standards? I don't know. Is it? That's right. No, don't do that. Yeah. Maze? What do you mean recognize? Shomea. I'm sure it was like some sort of identifiable mark, a nose, muscle, you know what I'm saying? A beak. Yeah, Bekitzer. Mata shoy le didi. Halevai. Ata yadati ki isha yifat mareat. Avraham Avinu, ata yadati. No doubt. Yeah. That's already, yeah. Okay. So, Mata Omer? Who's asking? So, gotta be tanua. Gotta be tanua. Gotta be kadosh, tahor. Like my Rebbe, you know, told me many times. You gotta make sure Kirov doesn't turn into Kirov Basa. Oh, that, yeah. Anyway, Kitzer. Well, he didn't say it like that. He said it my way. Anyway, Kitzer. No, that's a big deal. No, but I'm doing Kirov. Yeah, Kirov. Yeah. You're giving discounts on the Torah while you're doing Kirov? How do you give discounts on merchandise that's not yours? Nachon? Imagine you're selling stuff and I send people to you. Yeah, he's selling it 50% off. Go. I'm giving other people discounts on your stuff. Matahamor? What I'm saying? The Torah is not ours.
The Gemara Kedushin says that you could be calling in the Torah for yourself when you learn it. It is yours.
Whatever you learn for you, that's yours. But the Torah as a whole, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's. I don't make the laws. Believe me, if I made the laws, we wouldn't be here right now. I'm saying totally different Judaism. But guess what? Nobody asked me. We all work for the same boss. Nobody asked me. Nobody ever will ask me. You think Hashem comes to us? Oh, what do you think of this halacha? Right. Huh? Rabbah. Yeah, the Rabbah disagreed with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, nachon. Yeah, that's a different... Nachon, yesh bezeh mashu. Aval, just, you know, when Hashem was writing the Torah, like drafting the Tariag Mitzvot, he didn't take like a poll. Okay, let's make a poll. Let's make a census. Everybody agree? What? No? Kafa alihim har kegigit. Amar. Im mekablim atem mutav. Ve'im lav sham tehe kevuratchem. Game over. So he says, Nachon? Mata tzochek. Is it emet? No. No, people think they have this warped perception that it's got to rub me the right way. I'm good. I'm a good Jew at heart. No, don't be a cardiac Jew. be a full body Jew. What kind of thing is that? What full body workout? We only do cardio? מה זה? עשה, כל הגוף. קל עצמותי, תאמר להשם מחמוך. Imagine only ליבי אומר קל להשם, the rest of your body is dead. Okay, fine, you want to be a cardiac Jew, the rest of your body dies. You'll have a heart. הבנת מה אני אומר? Now, he says, this is all you. You instigate all this stuff. You know that. ומצאתי סמך לזה מפרשת שמות, שנאמר, ותפתח ותראהו את הילד, והנה נער בוכה, ותחמול עליו, ותאמר מילדי העברים זה, ותאמר אחותו לבת פרעה, הילך וקראתי לך אישה מנקד מן העבריות, ותניק לך את הילד. ביתיה בת פרעה, open the tiva, she says, oh, it's a Jewish kid. Right after, his sister came and says, oh, should I find you somebody to nurse the baby? What's the smichut of these two psukim? הנה ביתיה שמעה את הילד שהיה קולו כנער, ופתחה את התיבה לראות את הילד, ועדיין לא חמלה עליו באמת, שהרי מעצמה לא חשבה להביא לו מנקת, עד שמריה מציעה לו קרלה, כי עם ישראל רחמנים בטבע. ביתיה opened it, she saw the baby crying. She still didn't have enough רחמנות to go call a nurse, to nurse the child, because she was still a goya. Whereas, until what? Until Miriam said, shall I go call a nurse? And she said, okay. Which means the real Rachmanut came from whom? Came from the Jews. Yiratzon, shenizkeh, shamaatam ha'omer? No, he says, Yiratzon, he's good, we're there. Yiratzon shenizkeh lehov kol yehudi b'chol lev ha'nefesh, should be zochet to love everybody mamash, lismoach b'simchato, v'lidog letovato, amen ken yiratzon. Yom tov. That wasn't morbid, that was just chazak me'od.